The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to the broadcast tonight. Want to give everybody just a moment here on Facebook Live to catch up as we are here live. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know where you're joining us from, your location. And again, I apologize if the sound is a little echoey. It's because the room I'm in is a fairly large ceiling, so it's not the best quality for sound. So I do apologize for that. But again, I want to officially welcome all of our Facebook Live audience. We welcome our podcast audience. We welcome our YouTube audience. Again, if this is your first time joining us from any of these platforms, please let us know in the comments section below if you can that you are new or if this is your first time joining tonight. I want to give you a word of encouragement. This is the devotional word. I know right now through a lot of the hardships that we're seeing, a lot of the trials that we're seeing, a lot of the trouble that we're seeing on the that we've dealt with over the past 6 months and that we're heading into the new year or heading into the latter part of the year. I got a word in my own prayer time, my devotional time, and I want to share that with you. I believe this word's going to encourage you today. And I want to talk about an inheritance that is laid up for us in heaven. An inheritance that is laid up or it is awaiting us in heaven. Did you know the Bible talks about there are precious promises that are available to us on this side of heaven, but there's a blessed inheritance, according to your Bible, that is awaiting us on the other side. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. So 1 Peter chapter 1 is kind of where I want to hang out tonight. 1 Peter chapter 1, again, we welcome everybody that's joining us to the broadcast and that will be coming on as we continue here live on Facebook. You guys on podcast, when we broadcast this, it's always live on Facebook as we are reporting or as we report and as we do these messages, depending on what we're doing on our segments. 1 Peter 1:3-5, listen to what the Apostle Peter said. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So again, I want to reiterate that we have a blessed hope, and it's called, Peter calls us a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So all those who have put their faith and trust in a resurrected Jesus Christ, this is called a blessed hope. But we don't merely have a blessed hope of salvation. We have what is surpasses that. And I want to talk about that. Listen to this. Verse 4, to an inheritance. Somebody say an inheritance. Listen, have you ever had a relative that maybe that was on your side of the family or on your wife or your husband or your spouse, whatever the case would be, they're on that side of the family and maybe they passed away and you didn't even know that maybe that they were well off, or you didn't know that they had great wealth and they had a lot of materialistic things and they had a lot of blessed things that they had, and all of a sudden you didn't know this. It was unexpected. Maybe you got a phone call. Maybe you got contacted by another family member, and all of a sudden you find out that you are now the blessed recipient of an inheritance. And I personally know people that have received an inheritance that they did not expect to get. And it was a very nice inheritance. It was an inheritance that blessed them. It made them well off. It was able to get them out of debt. It was able to pay off debt. It was able to get them things that they needed or to take care of, bills, medical bills, or whatever the case would be. So an inheritance is always a blessing. There's never, the only thing in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, that says anything negative about an inheritance is when the recipient spends or he squanders an inheritance quickly. So, but other than that, an inheritance that goes into the right hands to an individual that is mature, it is a great blessing. But not only does Peter say we have an inheritance, but he says it's an incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away inheritance. I want to say that again. It's an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away. Now, why is that powerful? Because if you go to, and guys, I apologize because I try to use Zoom. Usually when I pull up Zoom, I can pull up the scriptures and stuff, but Zoom was not working. For whatever reason, it wasn't cooperating. I don't know if it's a bug on their end or whatever the case may be, or if it's something to do with Facebook, but I could not do that. So that's why I'm reading these verses to you, and I wish I could pull them up on the screen. But what the Apostle Peter is saying here, he says an inheritance is incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away. And listen what he says. He says it's reserved for you and I in heaven. Somebody say it's reserved for myself and for my family, my whole household. It's reserved for us in heaven. Now, does God want us to be blessed on earth? Yes. Does he want us to have an inheritance on earth? Yes. Is there precious promises for us here on this side of heaven? Absolutely. But my friends, I don't believe that they're going to compare in. There's no comparison to what I believe is waiting for us on the other side of eternity in heaven. Peter says that this inheritance is incorruptible, it's undefiled, it does not fade away, and it is reserved in heaven. Now, I don't know if you know the magnitude of reserved. I've learned a lot over the last 3 weeks what reserved really means, because many of you guys know that we moved from the state of Indiana and we moved to the state of Georgia, and we are in the process of building a home in a subdivision. So this is a subdivision. It's got many lots that are marked out, and you are able to reserve a lot. You put so much money down and they will reserve this lot, meaning that if somebody, it is there for you, it has your name on it, it is, has your possession on it. And so if anybody else comes along and tries to snatch it up, come on, buy it up, give it, if it's a reputable company that's not going to be morally wrong about how they do this. But legally, I will say this, legally, if you pay the money, you can reserve that for a space of time. So I love this. Peter says there is an inheritance that is not going to fade away. It's not going to be corrupted, and it's not going to be defiled. And it's already reserved for you and I in heaven. The day that you and I said yes to him, that we became born again, we became a part of the family of heaven, our name became written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lord Jesus Christ was already carving out, come on, putting and writing and signing with his own blood a blessed inheritance reserved for us in heaven. Listen to this. In verse 5 of 1 Peter 1, verse 5, it says, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed, and your Bible says in the New King James, to be revealed in the last time. That translation of that can be to be revealed in the last days. So why does this make me excited? I know this is not a typical prophetic message of, of wars and earthquakes and famines and pestilences and all this stuff. But guys, he says this is to be revealed in the last days. Why is this a word of encouragement for you today? Why is Brother Ricky bringing you this word today? Listen, I want to give this to you how I received this in my own devotional time when I read this. In other words, the Lord is saying, I know things are tough right now. I know that times are trying right now. There's so much uncertainty right now. There's uncertainty with the economy. There's uncertainty with school systems. We don't know if we're going to be able to put them in our kids in school. We don't know if we're going to have to keep them home and do a video schooling. We don't know if people are going to keep their jobs. We don't know if there's going to be any more jobs available. We don't know if a business is going to stay afloat. We don't know if we're going to go on another national shutdown. We don't know what tomorrow holds. The Bible says, don't say we're going to do this and do that. Instead, it says, if the Lord wills that we shall do this and we shall do that, for we do not know what tomorrow holds. So I want to tell you, all the world has to offer, what's going on out there outside of the Word of God, outside of our blessed hope, there is uncertainty, there is insecurity. But guys, I'm telling you, within the kingdom of heaven, there is an inheritance that is already reserved, it's preserved, and it's conserved for you and I, and it is awaiting us. If that don't make you shout, then friends, then I don't believe that you're even saved. Because if you're really born again, if you're really saved and you're washed in the blood, then this should excite you. Yeah, listen, if you know anything about an inheritance, it's many times in the will, you don't get the inheritance until an individual passes away or a certain amount of time. So I know some of y'all don't want to shout this message down. I know some of y'all don't want to get excited about this because you can't feel it. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't taste it. And you can't smell it. But I'm telling you, according to the Word of God, there is a... Come on, there is an inheritance that is reserved in heaven for you and I, and we may not get it today, we may not see it tomorrow, and we may live to be another 20, 30 years, and the Lord may not return anytime when we expect Him to, but guys, it is encouraging to know that when He comes, how He comes, and whenever it's a season for that to happen, I know, according to His Word, that there is an inheritance awaiting us. But I've got more that I want to share with you. When I read this, I immediately thought of the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Listen what He says that echoes, or actually Peter is echoing the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Listen what the Lord Jesus said. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in where? In heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Now you say, well, Brother Ricky, how do we lay up treasures in heaven? Simple. We live by the gospel. We live by the principles of the kingdom. We honor people. We give unto the Lord. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. The Bible talks about rewards that will be given out on the time of the bema, of the judgment of believers. We will be rewarded according to thy works. That's what your Bible says. So again, we'll be given crowns, we'll be given rewards. Every time when we are praying for people, when we are encouraging people, equipping people, when we are exhorting people, when we're doing what God called us to do, we will be rewarded accordingly. We will be rewarded accordingly. So this is how we're storing up treasures in heaven and not on earth. Remember the story in the book, I believe it's in the book of Luke. There was a man who was very wealthy, and he was so wealthy that his barns became so filled with stuff that he said to himself, I know what I'll do. I will build on to my barns so that I'll have more room to store more stuff. Because he wasn't being a blessing to people. He was being a hoarder. He was hoarding all the blessings of God. He was hoarding the things that God was blessing him with. But we were never called to hoard it. We were never called to hold on to it. It's okay to be blessed. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's not okay to be blessed and to prosper. What I'm saying is, what are we doing with our blessing? What are we doing with our prosperity? And this man in the book of Luke says, I will build on and build bigger and store up more. And the Bible says that the Lord showed up that night. He had died. He stood before the presence of the Lord. And the Lord said, you fool. He says, you should have invested what I blessed you with. Now, what are you going to do with this? And his kids came along and basically fought over the inheritance that was supposed to be blessed to him to be a distributor to bless others. Okay. So instead, don't miss what I'm telling you. Instead of investing in heaven and the kingdom, he was investing on earth. He took his eyes off of heaven and he put them on earth. He took his eyes off of eternity and he put them on temporarily, on temporal instead of eternal. And we can make the same mistake. If we begin to take our eyes off of eternal things and put them on temporal things, we'll begin to store up treasures on earth rather than treasures in heaven. And listen, you know what's going to happen? Oh, come on, somebody. Things will not turn out the way that you put your heart and your soul into. All of a sudden you didn't get something that you thought you were going to get. The house that you really wanted to get fell through. The land fell through. Come on, I know all about it. We've been walking this out. Come on, the car you really wanted fell through. The husband you thought was the person you were going to be with, the wife that you thought was the one, it didn't work out. It fell through. And because you had your mind, your heart, and your soul, and all that you're invested in, invested into earthly things, and they fell through, we become discouraged. We become disappointed. We begin to lose hope. We begin to lose faith. And then that makes us lose strength. And we begin to lose the battle. We lose the joy. And it's a domino ripple effect that trickles down. We've all been there and we've all walked it out. And I'm trying to tell you, I myself am trying to encourage myself. And I hope this is a blessing to someone else today, to know that things may not work out on this side of heaven. I may never see an inheritance like this guy over here. You may never see an inheritance like you read about or you've heard about or we've discussed about. You may not get the breaks that everybody else gets. You may not get the car. You may not get the home. You may not get the wife. You may not get the husband. You may not get what is being presented and projected to us through media and through entertainment and through even in the church, guys, even among church folks, we like to compare one to another, and the Bible talks about not doing that. But the good news is that may fail, that may falter, and that may not work out. But again, we have an inheritance that moths can't get to, rust can't get to, thieves can't get to it. Come on, somebody. It is reserved in heaven and waiting for you and I. I got to finish the rest of this. Let me read on. Verse 6, in this, in what? Everything I just told you. Keep in mind, everything I just told you is a backdrop, as a foundation. Now we're going to move to verse 6. In this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Come on, somebody. Do I got anybody out there on Facebook, podcast, or YouTube that can understand being grieved by various trials, whether it's in your flesh, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your family, or in all the above? Listen to what he says. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When? The revelation of Jesus Christ. So in other words, you know what this tells me? Peter is giving us a revelation here. He's telling us, guys, everything that you and I are going to go through, the trials, the tribulation, the persecutions, the setbacks, the failures, the letdowns. All this is genuinely building our faith and building us up, building us to understand we have a blessed hope. And though it may not work out on this side of heaven, I know some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, and you can't appreciate this and preach this down. Listen, I know I got some old timers that used to hear preaching like this all the time. They used to understand about preaching about when we all get to heaven. Come on, somebody. When we get over and cross over into the Jordan, when we cross over into the promise. I know nobody preaches this anymore, and we got to have heaven on earth right now. And I know we've got this hyper prosperity message that preaches and teaches that you are entitled to get every single thing that you ever want, every desire on this side of heaven. But friends, I come by today to I hate to burst your bubble and I hate to let you down, but come on, there's a lot of things that you and I are never going to see or touch on this side of heaven, simply because God knows our hearts better than anybody else and knows that He cannot entrust us with such pleasures and prosperity and riches. Listen, my friend, if Solomon, who was considered to be the wisest man in all of the Bible and was asked by the Lord, choose what you will and I'll give it to you, and Solomon, who could have had anything he desired, said, give me wisdom, and he asked wisdom from the Lord, and this is why the Bible says he was the wisest man in all of the Bible. Yet this man, even in all of his great wisdom, who wrote the book of Proverbs, who wrote the Song of Solomon, who wrote Ecclesiastes, and all of his wisdom, he still did stupid things like get tied up with 1,000 wives. And when he got involved with and entangled with 1,000 wives, along with those wives came all the baggage. And what I mean by all the baggage, they brought in their Gentile gods. They brought their false gods in with them. So it ended up getting Solomon wrapped up into some bondage and got him in a lot of trouble. What I'm trying to say to you today, friends, is I believe with all my heart, looking back in retrospect, when I thought that I should have got this, why did God allow this? Why didn't this happen? Why did this fall through? Come on, I'm going to preach myself happy today if nobody else wants to get preached happy today or encouraged today or exhorted today. I'll preach myself until I have to give an amen to myself. But I am blessed to know that though things may not work out on this side of heaven, I know that on that side of heaven, there is already an inheritance that is reserved and preserved for me when I step over at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, listen to this. 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen, you love him. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your souls. Listen, people will listen to me preaching something like this and think we're an absolute nut because we're preaching about inheritance that they cannot see, reserved in a place that they cannot see with their physical eyes. They can't walk through the gates right now. They can't perceive it. Thus, they think we're loons. They think we're nutty. They think we're crazy because they can't behold the kingdom of heaven with their own physical eyes. But yet it says, whom you've not seen, though you've not seen him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. In other words, why are you smiling? Why are you happy? Why are you excited? And why are you shouting about a kingdom that nobody can see, a city that nobody's been to, and for an inheritance that nobody has ever touched? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And I remind you in the book of Romans that Abraham, having not seen the city with his own eyes, believed God for a city whose maker and builder was not made with hands of men, but was God himself. Come on, somebody. Could I got anybody with me tonight? Listen to this. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them, it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. And here's my final warning. You want an end time message? Listen to this. Verse 13. Therefore, and again, the law of interpreting scripture, you cannot put therefore unless you first go and read wherefore. I've already read to you wherefore. For the last 25 minutes, we've been preaching wherefore. And now I've gotten you to therefore. So we can shout down an inheritance. We can talk about the kingdom. We can be excited about blessing all preserved for us. But listen to this. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all.